Hi, I'm Mark Gillespie, and welcome to WhiskeyCast, featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. Here in the U.S., it's Super Bowl weekend, a time to gather around the TV, eat and drink, and, oh yeah, watch some football. In just a few minutes, we'll have some tips on how to prepare for the big game. And by the way, these tips work just as well for a Winter Olympics party or watching the World Cup later on this year. First, though, let's look at the news and a milestone in the heart of bourbon country. Earlier this week, Heaven Hill master distillers Parker and Craig Beam pounded in the bung on the 5 millionth barrel of bourbon distilled at Heaven Hill. The distillery filled its first barrel back in 1935, and a Heaven Hill news release says only one other distillery has reached that milestone. Congratulations. Pender and founder Brian Morgan is being honored by the Welsh community in New York. The St. David's Society has picked Morgan as the winner of this year's Hopkins Medal for Entrepreneurship. Morgan founded Penderin with Alan Evans and Tony Lewis, and their distillery is already producing 120,000 bottles of Welsh whiskey a year. The awards ceremony will be on, what else, St. David's Day, March 1st. Here's something that should make critics of binge drinking in the UK cringe. A new Gallup poll conducted in the UK, Canada, and the US shows British drinkers drink far more often than their counterparts in Canada and the US. 41% of British adults drink at least several times a week, compared to 27% of Canadians and 19% of Americans. 10% of British adults drink every day, compared to 7% of Canadians and 5% of Americans. By the way, just 14% of British adults never drink at all. 11% of Canadians say the same thing, but 31% of Americans claim they're teetotalers. Tickets are still left for the Whiskies of the World Expo in San Francisco at the end of March. There are also tickets left for Whiskey Fest in Chicago on March 30th and Whiskey Live in New York on April 5th. By the way, that's where the second of Whiskey Magazine's two special bottles of Speyside Vatted Malt will be auctioned off. Bidding is still open at the magazine's website for the other bottle, and as of today, the high bid stands at £300, or about $534. The auction will continue through March 5th. It goes to fight hunger in Africa. There are links to all of these events at WhiskeyCast.com, along with a full calendar of events from around the world. As I mentioned earlier, it's Super Bowl weekend, and a new Gallup poll shows 46% of Americans plan to watch the game with five or more friends. If they're coming to your house, you're going to have to feed them. Tim Laird is Brown-Forman's CEO, and in this case that would stand for Chief Entertaining Officer, and he has some advice for keeping the crowd happy.
All your fans and guests, they like to eat before the game, during the game, and even after the game. So what I like to do is set up a lot of items that are easily ability to grab and go, so to speak, items you can put out ahead of time, and then that way you as a host can enjoy the game just as much as anybody else and your guests that are there at the party. And one thing to keep the flow moving, what I do is set up little stations. So, for example, I'll start out with a beverage station, and in that station I'll have plenty of alcohol-free drinks, and then I put a couple of beverages in there that are kicked up a little bit for the party. One is a Lynchburg lemonade, which is easy to make. It's simply one part Jack Daniels, four parts of a Sprite-type drink, also one part of Triple Sec, and sweet and sour mix. And again, you can make that by the pitcher, set that out. I'd like to make a big margarita bowl if you can. Again, this is for something that's easy to do. And this one, which I call Margaritas by the Bowl, it's in a large bowl, mix a gallon of water, two 12-ounce cans of frozen lemonade, one 12-ounce can of frozen limeade, and I'll take a liter of Pepe Lopez and mix that all up, slice some lemons, oranges, and limes, and let your guests help yourself. So, again, just kind of an idea of have beverages that you can put in pitchers and bowls, help themselves serve themselves, and go from there. Next, we go into what I call the crunch station, and this is kind of fun, what we do. I get to, especially if it's a close game and you want to get out some of your aggression, I put out assorted bunches of fresh vegetables, of course, chips, everything from bagel chips to veggie chips. Then I include in that crunch station some light dips, you know, like a yogurt dip or a hummus dip or something else, some cheese dips. Anyway, that way if anybody has some New Year's resolutions, they can take their aggressions out on the crunch station and be all right. From that, the next station I have is what I call the 50-yard line. And this is a lot of fun. When I talk about all the food you can put out and let your guests help themselves, of course, it wouldn't be a big game without chicken wings. And what's great about this now is that these prepared foods are really, they do them well. So you can buy them and then just heat, serve, jazz them up a little bit. What I do is after I bring them home, I just heat them up, serve, put a little cayenne pepper over the top, and then put out some different sauces from mild to hot. So your guests can make it how they want it. Of course, put out some celery sticks with that and some blue cheese dressing, and you're all set. Also, they've got these great meatballs that are already prepared. I like to do that because, again, if you've got a lot of people over there, you want to have a lot of food. They can serve them, just grab them with either a toothpick or dip them in any sauce they want, or you can cut them in half, put them in little sandwich buns, and that's great. I also offer a little pulled pork, another great item for the big game because, again, they can make sandwiches or put it on the side with a little sauce, and you're all set. And then the last station we go to is what I call the end zone, and that's the desserts. And a simple idea, I just put cookies, brownies, cupcakes, things that they can, again, grab, go, and enjoy the game. So that's kind of what we do for our Super Bowl or big game activities.
Now, the other question I have for you is obviously this translates well to other events, too, because since this is sort of an international show, it could work for, say, the Olympics. It could work for the World Cup soccer tournament this summer. It could work for the Derby. It could work for anything, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think the idea of, again, if you think about any of those activities where you want to get a flow going, it's great to do. In fact, even on the beverage station, I've done this. I've put out a Bloody Mary station. So Finlandia vodka is right there. And, of course, for those that don't want the alcohol, they don't have to have the Finlandia. But what they can do is grab the Bloody Mary mix and then garnish it how they want. You can put out everything you can think of as far as garnish. I mean, from pickled okra to shrimp, or it goes on and on and on, to cheeses, to horseradish sauce. So it's kind of fun to have that area. And what's fun about that is your guests get to make their beverages how they want it. You know, do they want an extra spicy? Put out the spice, let them do it. And again, you as a host don't have to worry about it. You're enjoying the party just as much as anybody else.
Now, what would you do with, say, bourbons this weekend?
Oh, I'll tell you, there's a lot of good things with bourbons. Of course, we've got one called Woodford Reserve, and I usually like to have that just on the rocks or with a splash of soda. But I'll tell you, a couple refreshing bourbon drinks, and I like this one. It's actually called Woodford Sweet Tea, and this also works for Jack Daniels as well. And it's just basically one part Jack Daniels or Woodford, one part sweet and sour mix, and one part Coke. And I garnish that with a lemon wedge, and it really tastes good. I found that it's one of those interesting drinks that it's refreshing, and it can handle a lot of food, too. So it's a nice pairing.
And, of course, it's important to have non-alcoholic beverages, too, right?
Absolutely, and I stress that a lot. In fact, what I like to do is make sure that I have the same garnishes and a wide array of alcohol-free beverages. And one of the ideas is, especially with lemonades and iced teas, I like to get those flavored syrups. And this is kind of fun, too. So, again, your guests can come up and take a lemonade or an iced tea and put a little raspberry syrup in there, kick it up how they like it, and a little peach syrup, whatever they want. And again, leave it all out, and again, they've got a great tasting beverage, and it works good for all.
Again, these tips work equally well if you're having friends over to watch the Olympics, the World Cup, or any other big event. That's all for this edition of WhiskeyCast, and I'd love to hear from you. My email address is comments@whiskeycast.com. WhiskeyCast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2006, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. Until next time, I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.